Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
Sub. Toucher.
Our only concern is your condition.
Rich.
Oh, this guy is a piece of work, huh?
Toucher and Rich. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
We're Toucher and Rich. And Rich, what wormhole did you explore, and what did you get out of it?
All right, so we've talked before about the numerous jobs, Fred, that you have had between, you know, the beginning of your working age and what, 16, 15 years old, up through college, right? Like, you went through a ton of different kind of minimum wage restaurant and store jobs, right?
Yeah, dishwasher, waiter at Ground Round, waiter at Chili's. Waiter at TGI Fridays for one day, car wash, driving range, and a few more that I quit right away. So I can't recall them off the top of my head. Half off card shop. Yep.
Okay, that's a whole lot of first days at work where they sit you down and kind of show you the ropes, right?
That's why I quit TGI Fridays, because the guy who was training me said, this goes into this class, and this goes in this class, and if you put this drink in this class, I'll tell you the wrath of God will come down. And I went, okay, bye-bye.
He said, that's enough for me.
I said, no, I'm not going to enjoy this. That's right. If you're that concerned about the glass the drink goes into, then no thank you, sir.
Well, at least in that case, you had someone who sat down and tried. Like, you see, I worked, oh God, I worked at a Subway. I worked at a music and video store. It was a mom and pop like music place that got bought out by Blockbuster, and so it was like a video / music store at one point. So I had to do one of these. Had you ever had to watch the initiation video?
Yep.
The one where they put you in the room, and you know, back in the day, it was like a television on like a thing of iron, and they would put like, you know, the VHS in there, and you would
yes.
sit there. And,
yeah, okay. You'd be in the manager's office, which was like 5x5. Yeah.
Yeah.
You'd have to watch this little TV. Yes.
Now, Walk. Did you ever have?
Sure.
One of these before back in the 60s?
Okay. Yeah, yes.
They had it on Super 8.
We all wore tie-dye shirts, man. It was awesome.
Right. Yeah. Okay. So I found this yesterday, and this was just the tip of the iceberg. This is where the iceberg started. And I would, you know, I mean, back in the day, Michael Jordan was everywhere. So it's really no surprise that Michael Jordan himself hosted the McDonald's training video. So when you showed up to work, you sat down, and you know, they're probably like, hey, let's get Michael Jordan. The kids love Michael Jordan. So this is kind of where I started. So just let this play. Then this is something that I was sent. I was like, all right, well, this is kind of interesting. Let it roll. By the way, stop. They all
that
sound
music,
like that, too.
Yeah,
like
that music is somehow engineered by scientists as being that weird Mr. Wizard music
right.
that they had to play at the beginning of all of them. Yeah.
It was like the mid to late 80s, and there's probably like some sort of like pink and like bright yellow thing, almost like to the beginning of Saved by the Bell.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They're letting you know that it's a hip place to go. Yeah.
Yeah. So
by the way, okay, go ahead.
It's a lot of fun.
Hi, I've got something very new and special that I'd really like for you to see. It's a video about satisfying the customer called Doing Whatever It Takes. When I step onto the basketball court, those 18,000 screaming people aren't just fans. They are my customers. They want to see more than just a basketball game. They expect to see a show. When you put on your McDonald's uniform, your customers want more than just quick service with a smile. They expect to be treated as a guest in your home. And if you hadn't had the greatest of days, it's up to you to put on a show and do whatever it takes to satisfy your customer.
Okay, so obviously, and then it goes, you know, working at McDonald's. By the way, it does sound exactly like Mr. Wizards. Yeah. Which immediately gets Wallach excited.
Yeah.
Somebody say Wizards? Bunsen burners.
He's got a cigarette like with the ash hanging off.
So,
all right, kid, shut up. Here you go.
Mr.
Put
Wizard
the
still...
damn burger on the grill. Gah. Why, God?
So, all right. So that took me down a rabbit hole because I clicked on that, and to the right, you know, on certain sites, it says, you know, people who watch this, and I just started clicking. And then I found the How to Be a Meat Carver at Old Country Buffet how-to video. Now, if I had to guess the year this was filmed, I'm guessing 86, maybe 86, 87. Or maybe, you know what, it was actually like 96, but at Old Country Buffet, people are dressing like they were from 86.
Yeah, I'm guessing it's a brown hue in the uniform.
Yeah, it's just brown. There's a guy there who looks like his side gig is probably doing X-rated movies. He's the carver, and he's got a hat on, not looking very happy to be there. And they have these people come roll up and give different scenarios as to how you would react when someone comes up to the carving station at the Old Country Buffet. Now, Fred, I don't know if you are a connoisseur of all things buffet.
Yes.
But, okay, you know the Old Country Buffet, they stand out amongst others because they not only have the things, you know, that make going to a buffet great where you just grab and go, but they have the gentleman there. It's very classy. You know, he's got the big long knife sharpener and the thing, and he's like, hey, what can I do? It's like, you're in Paris.
It's all presentation, baby. It's all like, hey, this is fresh off the bone.
That's right. So I give to you the How to Be a Meat Carver at Old Country Buffet training video circa 1986.
We'll begin with your second shift duty, greeting and serving guests.
Good evening. Fine enough to eat today?
Boy, I'll say.
Well, that's great. Would you care for some or beef?
A little both, I think.
All right.
All right, hang on a second. This guy just said he was full. Like if I'm a franchisee of the Old Country Buffet, save the meat costs, you bastard. They already paid for their food.
Right,
guy
you're
says
fired.
He's full. Why are you upselling him? It's a buffet. What are you doing? He said he's full. Get him out the door. Turn the table, baby. How are you doing? Are you full? I'll say, hey, you want a bunch of more meat? Might as well. Put
sure.
It in my pockets. Would you like to take some meat home? Put it in your pant pocket there. All right, go ahead.
Good evening. Fine enough to eat today?
Boy, I'll say.
Well, that's great. Would you care for some or beef?
A little both, I think.
All right.
Making friendly conversations like this is a big part of greeting and serving guests.
All right, stop. No, it's not. Shut up. Because that's exactly what I want to do is if I'm out to eat is I want the guy who cuts the beef to start having a conversation with me. Like, that's going into Taco Bell and going, what are you doing there, putting beans on that?
How about that's one of the great things about going to buffet? I don't have to talk to anyone.
No,
there's no judgments.
This whole idea that, like, people want to be talked to, those are like the vagrants and the elderly. You're under no – get away. Coming to my table with the dumb meat. I'll go get it. Stupid. All right, go ahead.
This is a big part of greeting and serving guests. At other buffet-style restaurants, guests often feel they're on their own. At Old Country Buffet, we work hard.
That you're just walking through life all alone.
You're lost. What do I do? Hang on. You've given me a plate. There's food in front of me. What do I do? I'm lost.
It's like the end of the Hulk TV show. He's just walking along the road alone. A lot of people that feel like they're all alone. Oh, I'm so lonely. If only the beef guy could come over.
Oh, not that Hulk. I don't think that's the Hulk.
No, it's Hulkamania.
Yeah. Right, I think it's more like it.
Yeah. It's just him walking around when they play, like, the sad music. Yeah, exactly. I'm all alone at the buffet. The corn niblets are taunting me. You'll die alone. Mashed potatoes, if only you were my friend. Wait a second. Here comes someone. And he's got beef. I can't look him in the eye. Hello, sir. Would you like some beef? Yeah. Yeah. I would. Thanks. Thanks a bunch. All right. They're just training everyone wrong. They just want to make it more of a pain in the ass for the people that are working there. Go ahead.
Making friendly conversations like this is a big part of greeting and serving guests. At other buffet-style restaurants, guests often feel they're on their own. At Old Country Buffet, we work hard to make sure our guests never feel that way. As a carver, you spend a little more time with guests and their team members. That means you have a great chance to make them feel welcome and appreciated. By greeting the guest warmly and holding brief conversations as you serve them, you say to our guests, "We're glad you're here." Let's take a closer look at greeting guests. Every conversation you hold with a guest should begin something like this.
Good evening.
Or,
"Hi, how are you?"
Once you've greeted the guest,
the tips.
Start a brief conversation.
Thanks for
you
the
might
tips.
Ask something like this.
"Is it still hot out there?"
Okay, stop.
This is for someone who doesn't know how to speak.
Yeah. Is it still hot out there? No, it's
is
freezing.
It still
it's
hot
December.
You know, it's freezing.
Maybe no, you the can temperature is. The you can the temperature hey, how is, are you? Is it hot out there?
How long have you been in this building? Is it still hot out there? No, it's become below zero. The temperature has swung wildly since your shift began. Is it still hot out there? Oh, yeah. Okay. Now, engage the customer in pointless banter to make them sure that they want you to go away. Ugh. All right. Go ahead.
Is it still hot out there?
Or this.
Did you catch a game last night?
Or this.
Boy.
Have you tried the lasagna? It's my favorite.
Don't forget to hold quick conversations with our young
guests, too. Did you catch the game last night?
Stop. Rewind. I'm crazy. Stop. All right.
Did you catch the game? That's from Ferris Bueller. Who's playing? The Bears.
All right. We're starting what happened last night with that clip. Every morning from here. Did you catch the game last night?
What game? Don't know. Just here to give you meat.
Ever killed a guy? Like movies about gladiators?
Catch the game last night? It was good game. Want some meat? Here, I got meat.
You got to isolate that, Mike. Did you catch the game last night?
Did you catch the game last night?
Oh, boy. All right, continue.
Did you catch a game last night?
Or this.
Have you tried the lasagna? It's my favorite.
Don't forget to hold quick conversations with our younger guests, too. Oh. Children often play a big part in deciding which restaurant
their parents visit.
We want them to feel welcome and special here, too. So start conversations with children by saying something like this.
What grade are you in at school?
Or this.
No. Have you decided what dessert you're going to have?
Or this.
Do you like hot fudge sundaes?
Okay, and then drive away in your unmarked van.
He just seems so unsure of himself. Do you like Sundays?
Do you like hot fudge Sundays?
Yeah.
Go ahead, have a seat.
What is that, Chris?
I suggest you sit down and take your hands out of your pockets, please.
He just sounds so unsure of himself. Yeah. You decide what you have for
what grade are you in at school?
Now the kid's like, "I can't get enough Old Country Buffet." The guy asked me what grade I was in.
Did you catch a game last night?
How to speak. Like, they actually had to instruct somebody. Hey, still hot outside there?
You have like, you decided what dessert you're going to have?
So, even though you're at the carving station.
They found the worst actor ever to do it, too. Like,
dude, he looks like he's in pain every second he has to speak. Because probably because he knows all of his friends are going to see it.
He's got a pretty high-rolling group of friends. If they're all going to get meat jobs at Old Country Buffet.
So he just says, you know the lasagna isn't his favorite. He just tells people that so they'll look for it and leave him alone.
No, he's into it. All right, so let's continue.
All right. Well, that's the end of that. I mean, it's great. I mean, it's like a 40-minute video, and I watched about a good 20 minutes of it. At one point, they say if you ever have time, take this chemical cleaner and clean the floor behind you, and then you go back. Because that's what people want, is like while you're cutting their meat to go and like use a chemical cleaner and then come right back and start cutting meat again.
Well, if you ever get a chance, look at the McDonald's. It's from the 80s, and it's about like the janitor. And then they say, like, there's, like, some boogeyman that you have to get rid of on the windows, but it means just clean it. And they're like, and wash down the parking lot. And you're like, what?
I mean, listen, Fred. I mean, they're not all, like, all uptight like that one. I mean, there's some that they're not messing around. They know who they're talking to. You know at Wendy's, you know, they sometimes say, listen, we're gonna keep it hip. And this is once again circa about 1986, and this guy goes to the job interview and he's in the back and he's learning about everything, and all of a sudden he gets sucked into the TV. He's watching a training video himself, but it's not just a TV. This is a sweet hip hop video he's watching, and a guy shows up with cool glasses. That's how you know he's a rapper, and here's how it goes.
Now working the grill, Bill, it ain't so tough. But first of all, you got to check your stuff. Like a grill that's set at 250 with the meat and cheese that's ready to go. A towel to keep your station looking cool. But most of all, you got to have your tool.
Fun. That's how Nas started.
Are you with me now? Get ready. We're gonna lay them down. Now beats got grain to it just like wood. You got to follow the arrow to lay it down like you should. From the front to the back, you got to lay it down. Space it evenly, not scattered around. Next, you got to salt the meat from the back to the front to make the taste complete. Not too little, not too much. With a little finesse, you'll get the touch.
Have you tried the lasagna? It's my favorite.
It's like you're guaranteeing yourself never to have a music career. That's going to come out one day. All right, we'll be right back.
Do you like hot fudge sundaes?
I suggest you sit down and take your hands out of your pockets, please.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
What's up? Toucher.
Our only concern is your condition.
Rich.
This guy's a piece of work, huh?
Toucher and Rich. 98.5. The Sports Hub.
The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. And Rich, what wormhole did you explore, and what did you get out of it?
All right, so we've talked before about the numerous jobs, Fred, that you have had between, you know, the beginning of your working age and 16, 15 years old, up through college, right? Like you went through a ton of different kind of minimum wage restaurant and store jobs, right?
Yeah, dishwasher, waiter at Ground Round, waiter at Chili's. waiter at TGI Fridays for one day, car wash, driving range, and a few more that I quit right away. So I can't recall them off the top of my head. Half off card shop. Yep.
Okay, that's a whole lot of first days at work where they sit you down and kind of show you the ropes, right?
That's why I quit TGI Fridays, because the guy who was training me said, this goes into this class and this goes to this class, and if you put this drink in this class, I'll tell you the wrath of God will come down. And I went, okay, bye-bye.
He said, that's enough for me.
I said, no, I'm not going to enjoy this. That's right. If you're that concerned about the glass the drink goes into, then no thank you, sir.
Well, at least in that case, you had someone who sat down and tried. Like, I worked, I worked at a Subway. I worked at a music and video store. It was a mom and pop like music place.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline, ma.org, or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Toucher. Like, I didn't really pay attention to it, and now I'm pissed.
Rich. Put your dress as an ape and jump out of the bushes.
Toucher and Rich. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
We're Toucher and Rich. Rich, what do you got?
Did you hear? A decision has been made from Dwight Howard. You guys remember a couple of weeks ago when there was the big meeting and Kyrie Irving was trying to get everyone to start their own league and not play in this postseason, and Dwight Howard said that he wasn't going to play in the postseason, and then all of a sudden the decision time came around. Well, it looks like he is indeed going to play,
of course,
this postseason. But he did say he is going to donate his entire rest of the salary to a nonprofit campaign for justice.
10-1, he didn't think about that part of it, and someone got a hold of him and said, Dwight, if you're going to play, you got to donate the money to charity.
I mean, it's a smart move. Now, granted, Dwight Howard has made a zillion dollars in his playing career.
Almost and a quarter of $1 billion in salary.
And this is $700,000 that he'll be forfeiting, but I think that if he was going to end up backtracking and say that he was going to play, probably after LeBron James sat him down and said, dude, we may actually need you.
You're playing.
And so he is donating his money. So I'll crap on him, but not too much, because that was whoever got to him was fairly smart. But with everything that's been going on, this is going to be just outside of the whole, like, you know, bubble situation and all of that. You know, if you just look at the games themselves and you take a look at, you know, how the Celtics stack up against these teams, they're starting to almost become, and I don't know if this is like the chic hot take that people are coming up with, but there's a lot of ex-players who are coming out and saying, I like what the Celtics have. And they're taking a look at the starting fives, not the entire bench, because God knows the Celtics could use some help there. But if you take a look at just the starting five that are out being put on the floor, the Celtics are as good as anybody. Just all around, like, as far as being strong at almost every position, the Celtics, I would say position for position, are probably in one of the top two or three teams in the best shape. Don't you agree, John Wallach?
Yeah, they're up there. They're up there. But it's when the starters come out of the game that the problems begin.
And that's an issue. That's obviously an issue. But Scottie Pippen and his super deep voice, he was asked about that yesterday on The Jump, and he said this.
He started out this season sort of on a mission to separate himself from the other players who've grown and developed, as well as really showing some leadership, I think, by becoming an all-star this season. But his scoring was really starting to peak. I think if this team is to make a run, it has to rely on Tatum's ability to carry them offensively. And I feel like he's totally ready.
Yeah, so
how sad is it that Pippen has to work because he didn't make any money playing?
That's the thing you learn about The Last Dance, is that the Chicago Bulls paid him nothing. And yeah, he had to go to Portland to get paid.
Yeah, that was like the most interesting thing I thought in the whole documentary, was just how much he got screwed financially.
I didn't even realize that till the documentary, too.
Yeah, I didn't either.
Yeah.
I didn't either. But, I mean, if you're relying on Tatum, good luck. Good luck. Some 20-year-old kid out there. Just throwing up Hail Marys looking for the new star.
Honestly, though, Rich, and we were talking about hockey earlier, I forget the name of the writer we had on, but he was saying young legs will carry the day. I mean, that's one of the theories, that young legs will carry the day once you hit this restart and the Bruins are a little older. The Celtics have a lot of young legs. Milwaukee does not. Milwaukee has a lot of older players, and some of the big players that Toronto relies on are somewhat older also. Kyle Lowry and Marc Gasol and Serge Ibaka. I mean, they're all north of 30 and have a lot of miles on them, so maybe that benefits the Celtics as well.
I don't know. Part of me just thinks, and you know, I've talked about the chaos that's going to come with all of this. And as I said, take away even the chance that somebody gets sick and a star player isn't going to play. If everyone was perfectly healthy, but you still took this massive break and you launched everything back up there, there's part of me that just thinks that the team with the guys with the most natural talent are going to win. Like, they're going to be able to overcome it. Like, guys like Giannis Antetokounmpo, he's still going to be Giannis when he gets out there. He's been in the league long enough, too, to dominate. This isn't like a Zion Williamson situation where he's going to get in there, and even though we all know he's wildly talented, and if you've seen how he looks over the past 4 months of quarantine, the guy's been doing nothing but lifting weights. He became a monster over these last 4 months. But I don't think that he's got the experience, obviously, to be able to pull anything off, and the team's obviously not good enough as well. But I think teams are going to end up being what their best player is, and that's why I believe that the Bucks are going to end up in the end. But the Celtics have as good a chance as anybody, and all these ex-players are coming out and saying the same thing, is that if you just match up position by position, the Celtics might have one of the best starting fives, if not the best starting five, I've heard some people say, in the league.
But you're right, John. That far.
What happens at, well, I mean, who has a better position by position, better starting five?
Well, here's the thing. I mean, obviously you look at the Lakers, you look at Milwaukee, and Toronto too. I mean, with Pascal Siakam, they are very tough to defend starting any basketball game. But I keep coming back to the bench. I mean, the Celtics don't have a decided advantage there, I guess is my point. I mean, if the Celtics are number one, they're number one maybe by a hair. They're not a clear number one amongst all NBA teams.
I agree.
Plus, in basketball, you can't do that. I mean, you can't go, because, I mean, if you have a guy like LeBron James, he can take over a game.
And you can't go position by position as a result of that, because LeBron can play all five of them. You know,
but I guess it's the more places where you can get help. Like, if somebody happens to have an off game, you know what I mean? We've seen the Celtics win games that way before.
If someone happens to have an off game, you need help from your bench as well. That's the problem. Right. I mean, I don't think you
that's
can,
an issue.
I don't
dude.
Think you can look at it this way.
No, I mean, it's a massive issue, and that might end up being their downfall. But I mean, I think that it's going to be. It's so unpredictable. But the one thing I do know is that you're going to see Giannis be, you know, he's going to be ready. LeBron James is going to be ready. I hope that LeBron loses for two reasons. One, because it's LeBron and I hope he loses all the time. But two, I've made a prediction ever since this guy came in the league that Dwight Howard will never win a championship. Like, he's the cooler. Mm-hmm. Whatever team he goes on, just they find a way to fail. And I just... Now that he's playing, like, I'm almost rooting more for the Lakers to lose than I am for the Celtics to win. I would rather have that happen, I believe.
No, I part company with you there. I don't believe in that. No, The break is the great equalizer, and that's something that the Celtics have, you know, to their advantage, because Milwaukee was clearly a better team for the balance of the season, and if the season had continued on the way they are, I don't know how the Celtics would beat Milwaukee in a 7-game series. But now with the restart, things are much different.
Yeah, and I've heard people saying that this season, even with hockey as well, there being an asterisk on it. Dude, this is, I almost think that it's like tougher than any other one they've had before. I mean, think about the conditions they're going to be playing in, thinking of all the uncertainty with players coming in and out. Yeah. Like, I mean, people are saying it's not going to mean as much. I think it almost means more to win it this season.
It's still a tournament. As long as you have a tournament, I mean, that's what matters.
Yeah.
If you're, I mean, you still have to win, you know, you still have to go through, you know, a bracket to win the championship. So I think that takes that argument away.
Well, keep your eye on, too, this whole situation with Gordon Hayward, because, I mean, if they end up making it to the conference finals, which you hope they will, then that lines up, I think September 10th is when the conference finals is supposed to start, somewhere around then. And his wife is due to give birth in September. And
right around then, right around the 10th or the 11th, yeah.
Which, by the way, I don't fault him for doing. Listen, he wants to do it, that's your kid, I understand it, I get it. But it doesn't mean that you're not going to have somebody who has been playing very well this season. You know, and you said it best, John, there's no bench right now. The bench is depleted as is. So to take that piece away going into what, you know, what could be up against the Bucks or whoever the Eastern Conference Finals will end up being, dude, that's... that's massive. And then you have to quarantine once you get back, which I've learned a little more about that. And apparently it's 4 days is what they're saying. 4 days and 2 negative tests if you leave. This is if you leave with an excused absence. I think that's what they've said. That's what they've changed the wording to, is that it's 4 days with 2 negative tests. So after he comes back, you still have to wait 4 days, which could be 2 extra games, maybe even 3 games at that point. So keep your eye on that. That's another interesting storyline.
I mean, you should be able to go see the birth of your kid and then get a negative test and play. I mean, he should be able to go and then come back. It's ridiculous that they're having 4 days.
I think the reason they're going to be extra careful, Fred, is about what happened with FC Dallas, because the people took their test in Dallas, flew to Florida, and then had a bunch of positive tests. And there's a school of thought that sometimes the virus takes a couple days to be detected. And I think that's why they're waiting the 4 days.
All right. So we'll be right back. Here are the headlines.
Kutcher and Rich.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
More of Kutcher and Rich.
Tough is never what you think it is.
On Boston's home for sports.
Some people just love to speak in emoji there, Fred.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
What's optimistic is that Major League Baseball makes it through this first hurdle. It's been a pretty ugly hurdle when you have somebody like Chris Bryant coming out and saying, I don't feel particularly safe. When you have someone like Mike Trout coming out and saying, you know, I'm not sure this is going to work. There's a lot of skepticism going on right now. And when you have team after team having to cancel workouts because tests did not get sent out or even in some cases taken, It's a problem with the testing protocol.
.985 to Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. I take it that's Jeff Passan, right?
Yeah,
there.
And listen to him being a worrywart. Ron Renicki kind of calmed me down yesterday. Like I was, yeah. I was reading all this stuff from. We had Jason Mastrodonato on from the Herald, and he's talking about the chaos that was at Red Sox camp, and everything was.
He said it was 25% chance that he thought that the season would play to its fruition.
Yeah, and then you know you got all these tests getting screwed up, not being sent out, testers not even showing up to certain places, and then Captain Cool Ron Renicki just shows up, and he's like, "Man, just let's put all your problems at ease, my man."
When I read and hear about what goes on in other places, then you start to question on what's going to happen. But from our camp and what I see so far, I think the hardest part is this first week. There's a lot of questions on players' minds on whether they really want to stick with this and do this, as we've seen some guys have opted out. And then also just the intake and how many guys do have the virus and how safe we can keep the guys. So I think after this first week, I will feel a lot better and have a better feeling on whether we're going to be able to get this season in. But in our camp so far, it's been good.
There you go. You see? It's,
yeah.
All is well.
Just told me.
All is well, man.
He's Kevin Bacon in Animal House. All is well.
Yeah. I liked it. It was something he said. Maybe it was an ASMR situation, but I'm like, I'm buying what you're selling there, Ron Renicki.
Okay.
All right. You know, of course it was going to be a little chaotic at the beginning. You know, who cares? Every once in a while someone, they might get COVID-19, but we're cool, man. Everything's going to be fine. One thing out of all of this.
Cardinals had to cancel their things. Yep.
Astros did. The Nationals did.
Didn't Chris Bryant say we were supposed to get tested every other day, and we got tested once in a week, and we're still waiting for the first test results to come back? Everything's fine.
The A's didn't even have theirs sent out. Like, they're still... They're just sitting there, a big bunch of cups of spit. It's chaos. Renicki's got it all under control, though. But the one thing about all this that has kind of been interesting is, you know, seeing how all of these people have taken care of themselves during the break. It's really kind of a fascinating study, you know, you saw Zion Williamson, as I was talking before. He got jacked. Who is the guy? Jokic, you know, from the Jazz. Like, he is as thin as a rail. Yeah, I'm sorry, for Denver. He's thin as a rail right now. I mean, he lost a ton of weight. But then there's the situation with Pablo Sandoval. Now, I don't know if you saw this, but a reporter covering the Giants by the name of Andrew Baggerly,
yeah,
he tweeted out a photo that I'm not exaggerating when I say this. I'm not speaking hyperbole. I thought it was fake, but it's not. He tweeted out a photo of Pablo Sandoval standing in the infield, and it says Pablo Sandoval is taking grounders. His throws appear to have good carry, and he looks massive. I mean, he looks... I mean, he's
fatter than normal.
He's 5'11", 270, Fred.
He looks enormous.
If you Fred, take 2 seconds to Google it, and you'll see exactly, and it'll pop right up. It'll be the first picture you see. He looks like he ate a previous version of himself.
Yeah. It's at Extra Bags, BAGGS, Andrew Baggerly. He's the guy who tweeted this out.
Oh,
so,
I see it.
Okay. I mean, he looks
Gabe Kapler
massive.
Says he's not worried about it.
Yeah, well, good for Gabe. He needs glasses.
Oh, but my God.
I mean, Fred.
He looks like cologne. Was a fitness model.
Yeah.
Bartolo Colon, right. I mean, he looks massive. And
I mean, he is.
He's 270 if he's a pound, easily.
When you say he's fat, I mean, people have to understand he's like fat.
Yeah.
Not athlete fat.
No, he's big.
He's
enormous.
He's got a huge gut.
Yeah.
He's got to play third base.
Yes.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, no, not this year. This year they might be able to sidestep that.
Okay. Well,
okay. So
nonetheless,
what, are they going to stick him on first?
No, they're going to DH him.
Oh, that's right. They can DH him this year. Yeah.
So Fred, why did that guy tweet out that photo?
Because he's fat.
Yep. Because he was like,
exactly.
Whoa.
Right.
And he tweeted out that photo, and he didn't say anything. Pablo Sandoval taking grounders at third base. His throws appear to have good carry.
Right.
So, of course, the reaction to that photo was people going, oh my God, like, you know, this is, he is massive right now. And I believe even our friend Jared Garavis.
No, Jared got right in the middle, waded right in and started throwing haymakers at this
guy. Well, he hates Pablo Sandoval anyway. And I think his line was, look at this fat piece of blank.
Right.
And that was his line. So this guy, Andrew Baggerly, just all of a sudden starts coming out here, and he's like, oh, how dare you? So he goes on this Twitter rampage saying, after viewing the reaction to the photo of Pablo Sandoval that I shared yesterday, I'd like to express a few things. Start with this. Denigrating or dehumanizing anyone for their weight or appearance is totally unacceptable.
And yes, athletes. Thread. That's right. Like someone who is a professional athlete.
Yeah.
Lord knows that they – I mean, when someone's obese – yeah, there's nothing to see.
Guy has legitimately made over hundreds of millions of dollars in his career.
Yeah. So he, I mean, how dare anyone go, oh, wow, that's the fattest athlete I've ever seen. He's the fattest guy I've ever seen in one of the four majors.
He looks like an out of shape. No, I was just saying, he looks like not an offensive lineman, an out of shape offensive lineman.
Outside of the NFL, Fred, I'll give you that.
An offensive lineman in the NFL or like a Ted Williams, not Ted Williams.
He's not Will Fork. I mean, Will Fork was bigger than him. I mean,
There's mass on Will Fork that's not just fat.
Proportionate. Right. I mean, this is right in the belly. Like, it's all belly. Like, it's huge. Yeah. So he continues. And by the way, he puts thread, so you got to know he's getting ready to scold all of us. How dare we? He puts, so why attach the photo? Because we know why you did it. He said, because I'm one of like a dozen media members who get to watch these workouts, and it's my job to report how the players are looking. See, he even put looking. Rather than comment on Sandoval's condition, I attached the photo so readers could decide for themselves. They did. I said that. And he goes, do I regret sending the tweet? As a reporter, no. It's news. It's my job. But on a personal level, heck yeah, I regret it. This is no time to add anxiety to someone's life. And I know Pablo had to be hurt by the reaction that followed.
Yeah. What did he think was going to happen?
He's crushed.
Did Pablo Sandoval think was going to happen?
Pablo's crushed.
What do you think?
Won't be able to go on.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Like, he's going to go, wait a second. People think I'm fat?
Hold on a second.
Wait a second. I'm fat? This isn't weird? What do you think his teammates have said to
Pablo
him?
Took $95 million and immediately gained 95 pounds when he was here. Honest to God, he doesn't give a damn what people say.
His weight affects his effectiveness on the field, his play. The same way you can critique whether or not somebody continues to strike out every time they're up to bat, you can critique an athlete for being out of shape. So, but he continues, his final thing is, mostly, I'm disgusted by the ugliness and fat shaming from the, quote, media entities that co-opted the tweet into mean-spirited content for clicks. I'd encourage those folks to do some soul-searching and personal growth. And until that happens, stop calling themselves journalists.
Oh, God.
So,
I mean, what do you think his teammates say to him? Do you think he walked in on spring training and they were just like, hey, Pablo.
Wow, nice job.
You know how much crap he must be getting from his teammates just busting his balls the whole time?
I mean.
Like, what are they? Like, it's a bunch of young men. You don't think they're making fun of him for being so fat?
But the main thing is, you know why you tweeted it. Because he looks enormous. Like, he's huge. And that's a story. Like, that is a story. You've got somebody. I don't know how much the Giants are giving him. I forget how much that all ended up working out.
I'll double check. I think he's finally off the Red Sox books, which is all that matters. But hang on.
But he's getting a paycheck to perform. And this is something that is to be concerned. Like, you know, can he play? Hey, listen, if he's out there and he's killing it and he's great, that's one thing. All right, that'd be awesome. But at first look, it's the first look anyone's got of him this season. That's why you tweeted the photo. And to stand there and just be like, oh, I do declare, how dare you? My goodness gracious. All this shaming of this man. I stand and I'm the protector of this man's integrity.
Yeah.
What are you doing? You're the one who created this.
Well, he's afraid of Pablo Sandoval sitting on him, obviously.
I mean,
he could be a sumo wrestler. I mean, he could be, like, if people haven't seen this picture, it's...
I'll tweet
the word fat is thrown around a lot. He's fat. Like, he's obese. He's in bad shape. He is unhealthy. I mean, the guy standing at third base, he's fatter than any. I mean, he makes Bob Horner look like a marathon man. Ugh. Boy, that guy's awfully worried about what Pablo Sandoval thinks about him. I mean,
I wonder if he got yelled at by like somebody like either.
He can't get yelled at because all he did was he's invited there. I mean, he took a picture of him. He couldn't even get in trouble if he took a picture of him and said, "Here's what Sandoval looks like now, fat."
He's making $2 million this year.
Okay.
Yeah, well, you know, for traveling around for 60 games, that's I'd take $2 million as well. All right. We'll be back. We're going to talk to our good friend Will Brinson coming up at 9.
98.5, the Sports Hub. Toucher and Rich.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. And all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Boston sports fans start their day with Toucher and Rich.
There's a disagreement here in studio.
How unusual.
I'll tell you what, it's what makes us different that makes us great.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
I just read something on Twitter that made me laugh. I can't take line one. But he's right. There's two things I can't talk about that I've just brought up to start a break. It's everything that they teach you in broadcasting is to come on and just start talking about things that you can't talk about. Very good. If everything on Twitter was family friendly, I could. I'll just tell you it. There's this guy, Club Pro Guy. It's at Club Pro Guy on Twitter. And he's pretending to be this club pro, like at this place in Oklahoma. And he says, "Members, I'm pleased to announce that blah, blah, blah will be in charge of tomorrow evening's 4th of July fireworks spectacular. In lieu of traditional fireworks, there will be using live explosives and ammunition in order to show the hashtag kids the horrific realities of war and to help them appreciate the hashtag sacrifices of those who fought and died so we wouldn't have to wear masks. This afternoon, Daryl and Ernesto fill up his blank blank bus with ammonium nitrate and fertilizer in order for it to serve as the grand finale explosion. He has all in attendance lay under their guard exactly 9:51. So there you go. That's what I was laughing at.
Okay.
Just so you're in on it. Just so you don't feel like that you've been alienated. There's nothing funnier than reading tweets.
Is fireworks season over, by the way? Is it officially done?
Never.
Like, it's never done in Tennessee.
No.
Yeah, but here, I mean, you know, because leading up to the 4th of July, everyone had an issue with people blasting stuff off in the neighborhoods. Yeah. I mean, there was even, you know, the mayor had to come out and say something.
The mayor loves to come out and say things now.
Well, it's
the mayor's favorite thing. He had to come out and talk about fireworks.
Well, I think it's because there were enough complaints. Like, it became an issue that they had to have a whole different phone line just to report fireworks, if I'm not mistaken.
But if you're calling the cops about fireworks...
Oh, Fred, have you listened to Brookline 911?
Yes, I have, but if I was the mayor, I'd just leave it alone.
Yeah.
I got enough problems. I don't need to worry about people setting off fireworks. Forget it.
Is it done, though? Is this it? Like, because I know that it was hell for people with babies and dogs over the past, like, month. So now that the 4th of July is here, are we done?
No. Not in my neighborhood. Nope.
If you still, I mean, if you want to do a really lights out spectacular, you're still going to have some left over.
Yeah.
And plus, if you brought fireworks down, I mean, it's not like you're not going to shoot bottle rockets at each other or Roman candles. So, I mean, it's never over.
My brother, who lives in Kansas City, he went across the border to, you know, his New Hampshire is Missouri. So they went over there to, you know, Kansas City. They went to Missouri to go pick up their fireworks. And he sent me a picture of one that was $195. And it had the top that was just like the size of a volleyball. It was like a one shot $195 firework. And it was called, it had a picture of a fox on it. And it was called Zero Fox Given.
Yeah. They sell, like, basically concussion bombs in Tennessee. I mean, they're huge, and they're like, yeah, they're like $200, and it shoots off, like, real fireworks, like the ones that you would see if you went to a fireworks display somewhere. I mean, they're real, and I don't know who has the kind of land where you can shoot one of those off. It's not like you can just go in your backyard and shoot it off. I mean, if that thing falls over...
Fred, have you been north of the border? Have you been north of the Massachusetts border? A lot of places where you can launch off big-ass fireworks.
Yeah. I mean, there's even at my parents' house, I have to put it on stairs, and so I'm always... I've had it tip over. I've had them... I've never gotten one of those concussion ones, but I've had fireworks tip over and start shooting all over the place and, like, into people's yards and stuff. So I would not want to screw around with one of those unless you're in a field, and then what could go wrong? But I had my dog on my old dog on a boat with us, and there was a fireworks display. The dog did not like the fireworks display.
The dog was not happy
with what was going on. We had to leave. The dog was having a bit of an anxiety attack, so we had to get moving. But no, I would guess that the fireworks, it's never over. Once you get the taste of them, it's like tattoos. Just once you get the taste of it, you got to keep getting more, baby. It's just like Slim Jims. Once you've had one, you got to have another. Will Brinson's going to join us. There's going to be no commercials here, just the headlines.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Helplinema.org.